Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Monday's Mean Champ and Chump. We'll get to our Champ and Chump nominations today at 10:35, 248-539-9797. Scott, I think, you know, what we did is I was reading about what San Francisco gave up, and they were being saying their top pitching prospect, a young arm they have, and their number one pick from last year. Would you have moved the Tigers' top pitching prospect and the number one pick from last year for Rafael Devers? I don't know if you would have needed to, because I feel like that's significantly more than what San Francisco gave up. But you'd have to beat what they gave up to get the deal done. So what would you think of the cost of getting him to Detroit?
Well, I think, and you laid it out before the break, right?
Yes.
I don't think it's comparable, and I think you understand that. It's just, it is, you're trying to find a comp. Yep. So you're looking at, okay, here's a top pitching prospect and a first round pick from last year, and that's what you're going to go with. And I understand that. But the reality is that their top pitching prospect, who's pitched in the major leagues for each of the last couple seasons, has not done well at the majors. In the minors, he was a strikeout machine.
You're talking about San Francisco's guy, Harrison.
Harrison had 490 strikeouts in 300 innings pitched. It's an insane amount of strikeouts. His ERA was over 3. You know, obviously there's a reason he was a good pitching prospect, but he hasn't figured it out at major league level just yet. The first pick from last year that they sent, it was a kid from Florida State, was that it? Tibbs. He's highly regarded, but he's not a top 100 prospect in baseball.
No.
So it's tough to say, you know, match that up with Jackson Jobe and Bryce Rayner when Bryce Rayner's the Tigers' third-rated prospect overall, and he's, you know, in the top 50 or whatever he is. And then you got Jackson Jobe, who was he the number one prospect in all of baseball going
number
into—
Number one pitching prospect, yeah. But he's also hurt now,
yes.
which decreases his value.
Yeah.
So, and you'd probably have to significantly beat San Francisco's deal to keep Devers in the American League, but— I mean, it would be costly for sure.
Have to be costly, right? Because you're talking about Rafael Devers, who's an all-star player. He's really good. Would I have given up Rayner and Jobe? No. Would I have given up like Jobe, or would I have given up Tyron Lorenzo and something? Yeah. But I would not. Bryce Rayner to me he's almost a do not touch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want Rafael Devers personally. We've done this for years. One big difference we have is I value defense in baseball more than you do. You love the bat. It's 8 years, $250 million left on the contract for a player who I think is at 28 years old, is probably looking at a lot of back end bad years where you're overpaying for him. What it comes down to is I think the perfect third base option is out there in Eugenio Suarez. I mean, I watched the Padres Diamondbacks this weekend, and Suarez launched one to dead center up that tall wall above the yellow line into that like balcony area that they have for fans at that ballpark in Arizona. I just don't know that Arizona's going to pull the plug. I mean, there's so many trade rumors going on right now, and I think so many of them are unrealistic because there's so many teams that are in playoff positions. We've talked about Bo Bichette. Toronto's in the playoffs. Like, why? I know they might lose him for nothing, but that doesn't mean you don't try to make a postseason run. I can't imagine. I mean,
Teams would.
It happens.
It has happened.
But if we're doing a talk show in Toronto and people are saying, hey, Bo Bichette is getting shopped around, I'm like, dude, I'm not trading Bo Bichette. We got a chance to win something here. 100 times I would not make that trade out of 100. I'm trying, you know, I would be against it if Doug Karsh were doing the show on, you know, the ticket in Toronto.
Well, I'd be against it if I knew that Bo Bichette wasn't going to, if he was going to re-sign with Toronto. If you had a chance to sign him, then you just sign him. If you have no chance, trade him.
I guess.
You're not
I
just one envision. Of the better teams in baseball. Okay, you might be in the playoffs, but you have to be honest about yourself with your team and your expectations and what you think is going to happen. So is Toronto going to compete with the Yankees? Are they going to compete with the Tigers? Are they going to compete, you know?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
With Seattle with that roster? Probably not.
If a couple of years from now, the Tigers are in the same position and they've got Skubal still and they haven't, and you know, he hasn't re-signed and we're approaching the trade deadline, but they're a playoff team, I'm trying to make the playoffs.
Well, again, if they're a wild card team, it's different than if they're a best team in baseball, which is what the Tigers are.
I mean, I guess you've got examples of wild card teams that have won World Series though. And in baseball and short series, anything can happen.
Yeah.
But look, this one. I wouldn't be trading Bo Bichette if I were in Toronto. Yeah,
that's why I say you have to give yourself an honest evaluation of what your team really is. So it's difficult to do that. Now, I mean, the thing about this is when a big trade happens, like Devers going to the Giants, everybody puts on their GM cap, and what would you do? And it's kind of fun to think about that. And with the Tigers, because they have such, I don't know if I want to call it an embarrassment of riches with the prospects they have and young players they have, but it is, right? I mean, you could think about that. Would Jace Young and others have gotten it done? You know, could you deal Colt Keith and get something like that done? I'm a big fan of Devers' bat, and like I said, you do value defense more than I do. I value defense not as much as you do, so that's fair to say. But when you have a bat like that, I think you kind of put up with it, or you don't need to play him at third base. You could use him as a DH. That's the brilliance of baseball now, is that everybody's got the DH. But yeah, you might have to make some of those cold, hard decisions. Adding someone like that to the roster means someone has to come off the roster. It's not, you're probably not just dealing for prospects. So if that's the case, I mean, I would have tried to find something that would have made sense, and if it ends up being too painful, then you walk away. Your idea of Suarez, it was something we talked about last week. I'm way open to that. Yeah,
that's the one. And that to me is perfect. Right-handed bat, power. And I think the path to getting him out of Arizona will be there. We need Arizona to fade a little bit because they kind of feel like they've got a shot here. And that's a team that wasn't, I'd have to go back and look at the record the year they made it to the World Series, because I don't think they were that dangerous during the regular season. They just got in and then got hot, and they're not that far removed from that, so they might be less compelled to break it up. Well, but at some point they gotta make a decision, and I haven't looked at the latest. I think they're what, 4.5 out of the playoffs. But
we're talking about, you know, adding hitting to this team right now because Devers was just traded.
Yes.
So we're asking that question. But over the weekend, when the weekend comes and goes,
dude,
that is that the issue?
I mean, when I referenced storm clouds, it wasn't the everyday lineup.
No,
when I referenced storm clouds, to me, it's the bullpen.
Is the pinky going to derail this team for a little bit?
I don't know. But you know, you can't keep having guys go down to the minors, go down with injuries, and not eventually expect a drop off in performance. And you know, I'm just so sick of talking about guys getting hurt. I feel like this goes back to essentially September, where a major through line for the topics have been injuries. The Lions, Jaden Ivey, now this team.
Well, we're going with the Red Wings, that Dylan Larkin was banged up after the Four Nations Cup.
It's standard operating procedure that guys are going to get hurt.
Yep.
Is there something going on with Detroit teams? Because, you know, when you start listing off the Tiger stuff, you go, this list is way longer. You don't realize it is happening. Somebody else gets hurt. Somebody else gets hurt. You get used to life without them. Team keeps winning. And then you look down and you go, how many of these guys have been hurt? I'm just getting fed up with it. But all right, 248-539-9797. Let's get into the bullpen stuff over the weekend, because it was not great. The Devers thing, look, if you feel like they missed out, and you would have paid more of a price than San Francisco did, maybe not as much as Jobe and Rainer, but that's what they got from San Francisco, their top pitching prospect who had already been in the bigs, and their number one pick from last year. Detroit's are both better. So, you know, but you kind of have to beat their offer. That's a lot. So it'd be probably something less than that, but still. Would you have made a significant investment to get Rafael Devers, or is something else more appealing? Because we could sit here and say, well, this is more appealing, that's more appealing. But that doesn't mean that guy's for sale. Like, Suarez might never hit the open market as much as we want him. 248-539-9797. We'll have our Champ and Chump nominations today at 10:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball.
all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.